9:30 Knucklehead of the Day.
Knucklehead.
The 9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners up today. We're going to start off with a guy in Medford, Massachusetts, who really wanted to hear a song played on the radio station. He was so desperate, he showed up at the radio station in the parking lot, tried to get it played. The name of the song is called My Axe by the Insane Clown Posse. So he showed up in the parking lot with an axe in hand, was wielding it around. This 38-year-old guy had an hours-long standoff with police. They ended up, having to get out the stun gun and all kinds of things, and his record never got played.
The first radio station I worked for was off of the Aurora Avenue 99 North in Seattle, and there was always some weird stuff going on in the parking lot there at like 2 in the morning. People working, the night, doing drugs and what have you.
Some interesting transactions there. Mm-hmm. Then we got the guy who posed to his girlfriend in handcuffs.
Yeah, he got arrested on the 4th of July for a bunch of outstanding warrants, this 35-year-old guy in Muskegee, Oklahoma. And Brandon Thompson's his name. But before they cuffed him and they were going to haul him off, but he knew he was going away for a long time, so he asked the cops one favor. Can you let me propose to my girlfriend first? So there he is in handcuffs. He drops to one knee, and she says yes.
Who could turn that down?
Nope.
But our 9:30 knucklehead goes to a guy in Olympia, Washington, who mailed one of his fingers to the IRS.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
68-year-old guy who I guess has been upset with the IRS since the 1990s when he lost his job as a civil defense contractor. Recently mailed a finger, a bullet, and a marijuana joint to
what
the
is
IRS.
The bullet's the weird part to me. I mean, the finger and the joint.
No, the finger's the weird part to me. That means he cut his finger off, put that in an envelope, and sent that off. And then last week, he mailed a fake bomb to the IRS. He really wants to make sure they have his attention, and they do.
Oh, I'm sure.
They have the attention of Norman, 68-year-old Norman LeVere of Olympia, Washington, our 9:30 knucklehead winner today.